75. Tear asunder in my name the veils that have grievously blinded your vision, and through the power born of your belief in the unity of God, scatter the idols of vain imitation. Enter then the holy paradise of the good pleasure of the All-Merciful. Sanctify your souls from whatsoever is not of God, and taste ye the sweetness of rest within the pale of his vast and mighty revelation, and beneath the shadow of his supreme and infallible authority. Suffer not yourselves to be wrapped in the dense veils of your selfish desires, inasmuch as I have perfected in every one of you my creation, so that the excellence of my handiwork may be fully revealed unto men. It follows, therefore, that every man hath been and will continue to be able of himself to appreciate the beauty of God, the glorified. Had he not been endowed with such capacity, how could he be called to account for his failure? If in the day when all the peoples of the earth will be gathered together, any man should, whilst standing in the presence of God, be asked, "Wherefore hast thou disbelieved in my beauty and turned away from myself?" And if such a man should reply and say, "Inasmuch as all men have erred, and none hath been found willing to turn his face to the truth, I too, following their example, have grievously failed to recognize the beauty of the Eternal," such a plea will assuredly be rejected. For the faith of no man can be conditioned by anyone except himself. This is one of the verities that lie enshrined in my revelation, a verity which I have revealed in all the heavenly books, which I have caused the tongue of grandeur to utter and the pen of power to inscribe. Ponder a while thereon, that with both your inner and outer eye ye may perceive the subtleties of divine wisdom, and discover the gems of heavenly knowledge which in clear and weighty language I have revealed in this exalted and incorruptible tablet, and that ye may not stray far from the all-highest throne, from the tree beyond which there is no passing, from the habitation of everlasting might and glory. The signs of God shine as manifest and resplendent as the sun amidst the works of his creatures. Whatsoever proceedeth from him is apart and will always remain distinguished from the inventions of men. From the source of his knowledge, countless luminaries of learning and wisdom have risen, and out of the paradise of his pen, the breath of the All-Merciful hath continually been wafted to the hearts and souls of men. Happy are they that have recognized this truth.